Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just-gotta-get-out-the-door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/cozy.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, today's text is going to be about morality. So for those who want to practice shadowing, this is me reading the text twice. I will start with the slower reading, and then I'll move on to the normal reading. Morality, our sense of right and wrong, plays a major role in how we deal with other people and how we make up our minds when facing difficult choices. In daily life, we constantly come across situations that force us to think about what kind of person we want to be. Even though every culture has its own rules and traditions, most people still share some common moral ideas, such as honesty, fairness, respect, and responsibility. One common moral challenge appears when we must stand up for someone who is being treated unfairly. For example, imagine seeing a colleague being blamed for something they did not do. Many people hesitate, afraid of getting involved, but morality often pushes us to speak out and support the truth. This idea is sometimes called moral courage because it takes bravery to defend someone, especially when it might bring about conflict or criticism. Another important part of morality is learning to own up to our mistakes. It is not easy to admit we were wrong, yet taking responsibility can build up trust and improve relationships. When people try to cover up their errors or blame others, it usually leads to more problems. A simple expression captures this idea well. The truth might hurt, but lies hurt more. Honesty might create discomfort at first, but it protects us in the long run. Morality also includes the way we look after each other. Showing empathy, understanding how someone else feels, helps us make decisions that are not only good for us, but also fair for others. When people turn a blind eye to someone's suffering, it shows a lack of compassion. On the other hand, when they go out of their way to help someone in need, it shows strong moral values. Many societies admire people who are willing to step in and offer support without expecting anything in return. These days, Morality has become even more complicated because of the internet and social media. People carry out actions online that they would never dare to do face-to-face, such as spreading false information or insulting strangers. This raises questions about digital ethics and whether people should be held accountable for what they do behind the screen. As the saying goes, character is what you do when no one's watching. Even in online spaces, our actions reflect who we truly are. At the same time, morality is not always black and white. People sometimes come up against situations where every choice has a negative consequence. These are called moral dilemmas, and they force us to weigh up our values and decide what matters most. For example, should you stick to the rules if breaking them would save someone from harm? Different people will answer differently, and that is why morality often sits off long discussions and debates. In the end, morality is not something we are born with. It is something we work on, learn from experience, and shape over time. When we think over our actions, question our decisions, and try to live up to our values, we become more responsible human beings. As the expression goes, doing the right thing is rarely the easy thing, but it is often the choice that leaves us with a clear conscience and a strong sense of who we are. All right, everybody, that's it for the slower reading. I'm going to try the normal speed. That way, if you already know how to read it well, you can maybe try to read it slightly faster. Okay? Let's start. Morality, our sense of right and wrong, plays a major role in how we deal with other people and how we make up our minds when facing difficult choices. In daily life, we constantly come across situations that force us to think about what kind of person we want to be. Even though every culture has its own rules and traditions, most people still share some common moral ideas, such as honesty, fairness, respect, and responsibility. One common moral challenge appears when we must stand up for someone who's being treated unfairly. For example, imagine seeing a colleague being blamed for something they did not do. Many people hesitate, afraid of getting involved, but morality often pushes us to speak out and support the truth. This idea is sometimes called moral courage because it takes bravery to defend someone, especially when it might bring about conflict or criticism. Another important part of morality is learning to own up to our mistakes. It is not easy to admit we were wrong, yet taking responsibility can build up trust and improve relationships. When people try to cover up their own errors or blame others, it usually leads to more problems. A simple expression captures this idea well. The truth might hurt, but lies hurt more. Honesty may create discomfort at first, but it protects us in the long run. Morality also includes the way we look after each other. Showing empathy, understanding how someone else feels, helps us make decisions that are not only good for us, but also fair for others. When people turn a blind eye to someone's suffering, it shows lack of compassion. On the other hand, when they go out of their way to help someone in need, it shows strong moral values. Many societies admire people who are willing to step up and offer support without expecting anything in return. These days, morality has become even more complicated because of the internet and social media. People carry out actions online that they would never dare to do face-to-face, such as spreading false information or insulting strangers. This raises questions about digital ethics and whether people should be held accountable for what they do behind the screen. As the saying goes, character is what you do when no one is watching. Even in online spaces, our actions reflect who we truly are. At the same time, morality is not always black and white. People sometimes come up against situations where every choice has a negative consequence. These are called moral dilemmas, and they force us to weigh up our values and decide what matters most. For example, should you stick to the rules if breaking them saves someone from harm? Different people will answer differently. And that is why morality often sits off long discussions and debates. In the end, morality is not something we're born with. It is something we work on, learn from experience, and shape over time. When we think over our actions, question our decisions, and try to live up to our values, we become more responsible human beings. As the expression goes, doing the right thing is rarely the easy thing. but it's often the choice that leaves us with a clear conscience and a strong sense of who we are. Arjavarti, that's it for the reading. Now let's try to define some difficult words that were in the text. Let's start with phrasal verbs because there are a lot of them in the text. The first one is to come across. To come across is to find something by chance. Basically, you don't really search it. For example, you were in the street and by chance you saw your uncle, right? So you can say, I came across my uncle while I was outside. To stand up for is to defend or support a cause or to support someone. You stand up for your rights. For example, you should stand up for your friends when people are unfair. To speak out. To speak out is to say something openly and honestly, especially about a problem or injustice. For example, she spoke out against bullying at school. To own up to. To own up to is to admit that she did something wrong. For example, he owned up to breaking the vase. Next one, to cover up. To cover up is to hide the truth about something. For example, they try to cover up the mistake, meaning they hid it. Next one, to look after. To look after is to take care of someone or something. Look after your brother or look after, I don't know, the property. For example, I look after my little sister when my parents are busy. Next one, to weigh up. To weigh up is to think carefully about something before deciding. It's like to do like a calculation. For example, she weighed up the pros and cons before choosing a job. Basically, calculated or thought about it carefully. To live up to. To live up to is to meet someone's expectations, to be as good as people hoped, in a way. For example, the movie didn't live up to the hype, meaning it's not what people expected. All right, that's for the phrasal verbs. There are some expressions that are also in the text. I think understanding these expressions will give you a better understanding of the text. So the first one is to turn a blind eye. To turn a blind eye is to notice something wrong, but pretend you didn't see it, right? Like, it's like literally you're turning your eye off in a way. For example, the teacher turned a blind eye on the small mistake. You know, the teacher noticed it is a mistake, but, you know, pretended that it is something wrong, okay? Next one, to go out of your way. To go out of your way is to make a big effort to help someone. Even when it is not easy, it's like you make great efforts to help this person, like you stand up for this person in a way. For example, she went out of her way to make the new student feel welcome. Next one, black and white. In English, when we say black and white, we mean like we see things as only good or bad, right or wrong, with no middle ground. There is, you know, something in the middle, but when you see something in black and white, you only see two options, not more. For example, some people see issues in black and white, but life is more complicated than that. Next one, clear conscience. Clear conscience is the feeling of knowing you did the right thing and have nothing to hide. I did something with clear conscience, meaning I know that I did the right thing. For example, he told the truth so that he could have a clear conscience. Everybody, hopefully you learned something from today's text. Hopefully you improved on your reading. Again, recording this podcast is done in an effort to help you accelerate your learning. So even if you're absent or you want to do something extra, you can always listen to the podcast and you will be up to speed. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye.